saw the dog.
And so these dogs, will, you never heard this barking in your life. They sound like they're going to kill you.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And they might, if they ever throw a man down, it'd be more, them others get on and kill him. They'll cut his throat.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what a dog does. He gets this. He don't just bite your arms. They know this is fatal.
Uh-huh.
So always protect
get your neck.
Here's the way to do it if you could, or stick your hand right down his throat. Grab his tongue. He just bite. Always think of that. If a dog's going to attack you, grab his throat, tongue. Put your hand in his mouth. Just run it down in
the closet. I don't think I have nerve to do that.
Well, if you don't, he's going to kill you. You can't do a dog, but one dog can kill you, and you can't do nothing. They're stouter than... Why, they're stouter two or three men.
That's true.
I've sat down on that German Shepherd. He'd hold me up. I weighed about 200 pounds. But, of course, he's dead now, but I'd ride him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, German Shepherds are pretty.
He holds you up.
Yeah.
Look, he didn't weigh near what I did.
Yeah, but it's...
They'll funny. Always know that they're going after your throat.
Ugh.
They're going after your throat.
One time I had a dog chase me. And I didn't do anything, you know, I didn't provoke the dog or anything. I don't know why. Fortunately, the neighbor...
Well, the person that owned it called him. You know. There's always a rarity about something like that. I've never had a dog to, follow me at all unless they're playing with me.
But
I see a stranger dog, I make friends as soon as I can. I go to talking to him, tell him he's a good dog, brag on, pretty dog, you know, and I like you. And the way to do is carry something to, for a dog to eat, a piece of bread or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you never saw that dog, just offer him a piece of food.
Mm-hmm.
And if he will accept that, you make friends forever. But
mm-hmm.
if he don't accept it, I've never had one turn it down. I've got neighbor's dogs on my way home. I don't have any. I fed them a little, and they don't bark at my car, though. They don't bark at my car, but they'll run everybody else's car but mine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It makes me nervous when a dog's chasing me.
Oh, I almost stop. It scares me to
death. Me too. Yeah, I go like 5 miles an hour, you know, trying not to hit
But them. I haven't fed all of these, but I've got a German Shepherd belongs to a Mexican family, and he loves me. He knows my car, he watches me, and I wave at him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Your speed has a lot to do with
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a car. Faster car goes, the more a dog wants to chase it.
Uh-huh.
And so
I always stop and walk whenever I see a dog. It looks like he's going to challenge me. You know?
He could bite your heel right there. And I ain't going to say a dog wouldn't bite. A person that loves a dog. But,
if you smell like dogs, and of course all my clothes, I'm sure, smell like dogs.
Well, they don't smell like a dog, but he knows by his nose that is a dog.
It's
radar or something like that.
Yeah.
He's not older.
So they're more favorably inclined than usually if they smell another dog on you.
They always, whenever I go to places, you know, if I deliver anything and the dog comes, he smells them up, cuff them up in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm talking to him. I say, you've got the prettiest dog in the world. I just love dogs. Your dog just smells.
Yeah.
Just loves you. You can conquer. You've seen lion tamers and all that. That lion ain't going to hurt that man.
Yeah.
The tigers, they love that man.
That's true.
Because he made friends with him and he talks to him.
Let me ask you something. Let me see if you can help me figure this out. Both my dogs are housebroken. Okay, they won't go to the bathroom in the house.
No, well, they won't.
But the little one, I don't know what's gotten into him. At least twice lately, I've caught him. He'll sidle up to one of my house plants and raise his leg, you know. Makes me so mad.
Well,
why is he doing that?
Because I think it's a tree-like plant. And, you know, he thinks he's outdoors. See, he knows that's an outdoor.
Maybe I should just move that plant.
Yeah, I don't believe you can ever break him. Because that's natural for them to go to a tree or a bush or
mm-hmm.
any kind of, it don't have to be a tree, it could be a clump of bushes or rose bush or shrubs, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're fooling him. He said, I'm out of doors.
Yeah.
So
well,
just,
maybe
yeah, remove that.